Many people were shocked when federal independent Senator Nick Xenophon was deported from Malaysia over the weekend ahead of an informal mission he'd planned to examine the country's electoral process. But campaigners for free and fair elections in Malaysia weren't surprised and say it's further evidence all is not well with the system. The ruling Barisan Nasional coalition has been in power since 1957 and will have to call an election by the end of April this year. But campaigners for transparency hold serious concerns about the ballot, saying the electoral roll is rigged and contains thousands of dubious voters. Natalie Muller reports.
The Nick Xenophon issue is a non-issue, frankly. If the Australian government is shocked with this treatment, they really do not know anything about Malaysia. What Malaysians, the Malaysian government do to Malaysians are far more shocking than what they did to Senator Xenophon.
Visiting fellow at the Department of Political and Social Change at the Australian National University, Greg Lopez. He says the incident is just another demonstration of the Malaysian government's failure to be transparent when it comes to elections. He says although the country's previous 12 elections were technically free and fair by international norms on voting day, the ruling BN coalition has used its majority to rig the system over the past 50 years.
Sort of the most blatant abuse is how constituencies are delineated. So currently, even though the ruling party wins, there's even a projection that even if they win something like 20% of the popular vote, but because of the way the constituencies are gerrymandered, they can win the election outright. So that's how biased the constituencies have been gerrymandered. And there have even been cases where having won the election, the opposition is that they are then toppled extra constitutionally by the ruling regime. So that's the real concern for me.
The Bursay 2.0 movement for free and fair elections in Malaysia has been lobbying the Election Commission to clean up the electoral roll. They say there are more than 400,000 phantom voters listed. Maria Chin Abdullah is on the Bursay steering committee.
Instead of trying to deal with the issue of how to actually improve and reform the process, the government and also Election Commission has actually spent a lot of time trying to demonize this whole campaign, demonize Bursay, demonize any international comments on the process, and that is not dealing with the issue.
She says mistakes and inaccuracies in the roll come up again and again.
After so many years of claiming to be cleaning up the electoral roll, this election commission is either very, very incapable of cleaning up administrative errors, or they just don't care.
There are up to 1 million Malaysians living overseas who cannot lodge postal votes, an option only available to students, government workers, military personnel or police officers. Last month, the government expanded the categories for those able to vote. William De Cruz is the organiser of Bursay in Sydney. He says while it's an encouraging change, the process hasn't been properly explained to Malaysians who will be affected by it.
We now have no confidence that the postal voting implementation is also going to be a system that will meet universal standards of accountability, transparency and legitimacy.
And is that why you are returning to Malaysia to vote?
Absolutely, absolutely. There may be good reason for me to change my mind because the story is changing in Malaysia as we speak every day and negotiations are ongoing with the Election Commission. As it stands, the decision is to fly back.
Greg Lopez from the Australian National University says the government ideally should have independent observers to oversee the campaigning period, the election result announcement and the transition of leadership. But he says they're unlikely to implement any changes at a time when the government is so weak.
Nowhere they are going to reform. In fact, they've taken, again, extra constitutional means to strengthen their voting base, illegitimately transferring voters from one constituency to another without informing the voters. The electoral list is full of mistakes, of, you know, you get 50 people living in one address, dead people in the voter register, all of those kind of things. So unlikely to reform and most likely to even do further dirty deeds to win the election.
Greg Lopez, visiting fellow at the Department of Political and Social Change at the Australian National University, ending that report by Natalie Muller. And the wire contacted the Malaysian High Commission in Australia for comment, but didn't receive a response in time for this broadcast.